Hello and welcome to Glamorous Trash. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes, and this right here is a brand new, freshly recorded, hot topper of brand new information, book goss, pop culture that we are going to play before we replay one of my favorite episodes of all time, which is our episode about Rue McClanahan's memoir. But before that, we got hot topics to discuss. So you know what that means. I am bringing on our guest for all cookie jars. It is our producer, Christina Lopez. Hi.
Hi, Chelsea. Like, I haven't talked to you all day, all week.
Yeah, all day, all week, all morning. Okay, so you were like, this actually isn't a cookie jar episode. What is this episode?
I call it a pocket cookie. It's like a little thing you put in your pocket, a little treat for you to enjoy later.
Yeah, it's a tiny little pocket cookie that we have pulled out for you. Because it's not a full cookie jar, but we do have, I would say, like five little topics to discuss.
We still want you to have a little treat.
A little treat. And listen, maybe the pocket cookie isn't even wrapped in a Kleenex. You just put it in bald and hope for the best.
I actually do that all the time. I have crumbs in my pockets all the time.
Crumbs in my pockets. That could be the podcast theme song. Okay, so the first little hot topic I want to get into is we have to discuss holding space, which is a meme, a viral moment that came from an interview on the Wicked press tour. And so we're going to play a little bit of that interview, and then we're going to talk about some memery that happened on the internet. But what happened basically is this interviewer, Tracy Gilchrist, a journalist for Out Magazine, was interviewing Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. And we're going to play a little clip right now.
This week, people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that.
I didn't know that that was happening.
Mm. I've seen it. Yeah.
That's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was on the brink of tears for this interview moment. It's very funny. I loved it. But then please describe to everyone what you sent me from Miss ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson.
So Scarlett Johansson has a skincare line, and about like a week after the holding space thing happened, she posts a meme in front of her skincare line. She's like, when you have to do your skincare routine, but you're too busy holding space with the lyrics of Defying Gravity. And it's just like, I get you're trying to hop on a trend that's a little too late to hop on the trend.
And also, if you know anything about holding space, you would definitely be doing that while you do your skincare routine. Like, one does not get in the way of the other when it comes to how holding space happens. You know what I mean? I desperately, desperately need that to be like, she logged into Instagram late, was like, ooh, I have something hot to say. Because if a social media person, who I think it is, or an intern, led her to this, that's grounds for dismissal, my friend.
Yeah, no, I am pretty sure it's social media professional who like maybe needs to brush up on some strategy because this was not it.
Okay. So then you sent me another video. So tell me what Tracy Gilchrist is up to now.
I was just like scrolling my FYP maybe a couple days ago, and here she is holding space for things at the MAC cosmetics store, just like opening up different blush tins and saying like,
we're holding space at the MAC store today. Is everyone aware that we're holding space here today? Making sure you're all holding space back here.
Can you just give me 1 second? I need to hold a little space.
Yeah. You have a bigger bag. This one doesn't really hold enough space.
I'm like, I am thrilled for her because it became such a moment, get your bag. But you don't get to attempt to make fun of holding space when the only reason it's funny is because you were so serious about it. She was so sincerely bringing this up as a journalistic news item when holding space. She's like, did you know people are holding space for the lyrics? Which is like, it's a beautiful thing.
And then she backpedals. She's like, well, I don't know if it's like widespread, but I've seen a couple of posts about it. And it's like, okay, so then what was the actual question?
Yeah.
It just wasn't thought out, I think. The big thing that I saw was like, people were like, what does it mean to hold space? And I'm just like, oh no, is this theater term, or is this like a therapy term that hasn't been widespread? But then there were videos about explaining what holding space means.
I know. And so to leverage it into a brand deal where you're in on the joke, no ma'am, go be sincere about it so that it can be funny again. To be like, wink, wink, is like, no, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, I think it's not a great placement for that nonprofit